And it is a beautiful night here at the... And it is a beautiful night at Tiger Field as we are here live on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM KCNR. It's the Reading Club 45 taking on the West Coast Kings. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you wherever you may be in what shapes up to be a very hot week here in Reading, California, as the Reading Club 45 opened up the season winning game one against the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 13-1 and then 9-5 in game two on Sunday after stormy skies and weather caused a cancellation last Saturday. So we'll get you the lineup. Batting first will be Drew Cates at shortstop, and then batting second will be designated hitter Luke Matthews. Batting third will be Dusty Vela at second base, and then Hunter Reed will be batting fourth at first base. Batting fifth is Noah Young, the man who hit a towering home run last Friday night that really just left the garage out in right field. And then batting sixth, playing center, is Giacomo Crosetti from Shasta College. Batting seventh will be Mason Johnson at third base. Batting eighth will be Trey Thomas in right field. And then batting ninth is the man out of Aiea, Hawaii, Mackenzie Higuchi at catcher. And on the mound for the Reading Colt 45s will be Spencer Wright. So Spencer Wright, being known as being very quiet and lets his arm do the talking, he is a 6'1" right-hander who attended Gwinnett College, part of a team that went to the NAIA College World Series. And so for Wright, he throws in the mid-80s and throws a nice curveball and change. Again, he's going to try to attack you first with that fastball and then come with the changeup to try to bury you. And so let's see what the Reading Colt 45s can do as they look to extend its winning streak to three games to open up the season. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by La Cabana. It's time for Reading Colt 45s baseball, locally owned and operated. La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915. And now for the national anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, as well, we are getting the rodeo color guard out.
Like, we need to do a mic check. Many, many more people would see the movie specifically because of the controversy surrounding the movie. And that is now undoubtedly true. But thanks to Elon Musk for doing that. Now, do we still need clarification on what Twitter's actual policies are? We do. Is misgendering still covertly part of their policy? We don't know. What is their advertiser policy? Is there actual reach restriction on stuff that is not what is a woman? It doesn't become sort of public view. In other words, let's assume, because it seems to be the case, that Elon, he will step in and he will stop this stuff when it crops up. But part of the problem here, I assume, is that Elon was in China. When the cat is away, then the mice play. Right? Middle management, the so-called deep state, doesn't just exist inside of government agencies. Very often it exists inside companies themselves. You've seen this in a wide variety of corporations, which take massive hits. So it's possible there are still people who are over Twitter who are like, you know what? I don't know what Elon wants, so I'm going to err on the side of wokeness. Or maybe I do know what Elon wants, and I'm still going to err on the side of wokeness. So hopefully there will be some more sort of concerted standards that come out of all of this for Twitter. But suffice it to say that Musk eventually got to the right conclusion here. And that's a very good thing, because there really was a serious question as of virtually all day yesterday as to whether Twitter was simply going to be the old rules under new management. And Elon has made clear that that is not the case. We thank, obviously, Elon Musk for doing that. Right now, today, we are making the entirety of What is a Woman available. So you should go check it out yourself and watch the film. Again, as I say, it is the most important documentary of the last 10 years. It has transformed the entire conversation surrounding the mutilation of children and the entire conversation around whether American society ought to go along with the lie that men can be women and women can be men. Okay, so meanwhile, Joe Biden, now that dude's real old. I mean, if Joe Biden were to be reelected, he'd be 86 when he left office, which is, you know, 4, 5, 6 years beyond American life expectancy. So yesterday, Joe Biden was doing his thing. He was speaking at the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation. He was babbling as per his usual arrangement.
I met in the Oval Office, in my office, with 8 leading scientists in the area of AI. Some are very worried that AI can actually overtake human thinking and planning. So we got a lot to deal with.
Well, what is he talking about now? I mean, we got it, and the AI. If there is a candidate for Neuralink, our president is probably at the top of the list. But that was not his only foible of the afternoon. The big headline from the afternoon is that Joe Biden fell over again. So this isn't just him, like, on a stationary bike falling over. He's a pretty hard fall right here. So he is trying to walk off the stage, and apparently he trips on a sandbag of some sort, and he goes down pretty hard. Ooh, boy. So he goes down hard, and then he tries to get up, and he's having some trouble, like, getting to his feet. He has to have, like, 2-3 other people help him up to his feet. He has to have Secret Service jump up and help him to his feet right there. Okay, so this raises a question. Are we allowed to laugh, or are we not allowed to laugh? So this is a binary question. The reason I ask the question is because we are being told by the media simultaneously that the man is hale, healthy, fit, decades. He's 80 years old. Because again, as I say, the media have no problem mocking the living hell out of people who are hale and healthy when they fall down. Gerald Ford, famously in the 1970s, was the president of the United States, and he fell down a flight of airline stairs. He's coming off the stairs of Air Force One, and he fell down. And remember, Gerald Ford is not only was he, you know, sort of in the prime of his life. I mean, he was not an old man when this happened. Gerald Ford was probably the most athletic president we've ever had in the history of the country. He was literally an All-American for University of Michigan football. So he fell down the stairs, and here's what that looked like.
For President Ford, the year seemed full of snags. In June, he fell down the plane steps on arriving in Austria. But a whole lot more serious were the two attempts to assassinate him.
Right? It's raining and it's slippery. And he fell down and he immediately gets right back up. And then he moves to shake the hand of the person who he is supposed to meet. This became endless fodder for Chevy Chase on Saturday Night Live. In fact, many people believe that it was Chevy Chase's ridiculously stupid impression of Gerald Ford that basically lost him the presidency. It was a very close reelect effort for Gerald Ford in 1976 against Jimmy Carter. And one of the key factors, people think, is the widespread perception that Ford was a ridiculous figure promoted by people like Chevy Chase. I mean, Chevy Chase literally became uber famous because he would pretend to fall down, like over and over and over, like skit after skit after skit on SNL. Gerald Ford fell down in the rain, got immediately back up. You can see it. And this became the fodder for like months at a time for Chevy Chase falling down in non-funny fashion, by the way. He's drinking from an empty cup.
New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Florida, and every other primary. And I know he is going to win. And if he has any other...
And we are back live from Tiger Field, D1, as the Reading Pump 45 take on the West Coast Kings. And so on the mound for the Reading Pump 45s is the hard-throwing right-hander, Spencer Rife. Rife, originally from Richmond, Virginia, making his way. And again, he's a guy that lives off the fastball. Commands it, likes to get the lower zone, and then will work off of that into his slider and change. So, Rife getting to work as we just had the North State Rodeos present the colors for tonight's game. That's why we had a little bit of a delay there. We had Miss Reading Rodeo Cassie London and Miss Rodeo California of 2022 Jackie Scary throw out the first pitch. And so, for the West Coast Kings, batting first will be shortstop Jayshon Wise. And then batting second will be right fielder Raul Fabian. Batting third will be Seth Gwynn in center field. And then batting fourth will be Aiden Quintanilla at first base. Batting fifth will be Jason Olsen in left field. Batting sixth will be Cam Taylor. I thought that said Corn Taylor at first, but it's Cam. And then batting seventh will be Zach Robman, the catcher. At second base will be RJ Soria. And then batting ninth will be Jeff Cambria. So here we go to Jayshon Wise going up against Rife. First pitch is up and in at the armpit. Left something there for Wise to think about, and the count is 1-0. Rife winds in, delivers the 1-0 pitch. Hard fastball down and away for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. And for Rife, he did a good job of commanding the first pitch strikes, but running a little bit late here against Wise. Here's the 2-0 delivery. Swung on, foul back. Good night for baseball here as temperatures are around the mid-80s. 310 down the line in right field, and then in right center, it's 370. Dead center, it's 406, so you have to hit a mammoth home run to get it out that far, almost as if you should be able to win a car if you hit a home run that deep. In left center, it's 358, and then down the line in left field, It's 3-20. 3-1 to Wise. Rife looks in, winds in, delivers. The 3-1 pitch slider is fouled back, and so we have a full count for the West Coast Kings wearing black jerseys with yellow numbers and yellow sleeves and white pants. The Reading Colt 45s coming in, their bright yellows with black logo and white pants. 3-2 pitch, hard fastball, swung on and hit. Right, went right after Wise, and there's one away. And so Wise gets the honorary charge of being tonight's beer batter, and that will bring up Raul Fabian. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. That was hip high, maybe up a little bit higher at the rib cage, but Fabian went after, and the count is 0-1. Rife looks in. He will want inside. 0-1, fastball just off the plate. So one ball and one strike is behind home plate is Salvador Banda. 1-1 pitch. That looks like a changeup that kind of slipped out of the fingertips and was left high. So Rife with the strikeout, trying to work efficiently against Fabian. 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Two balls, two strikes, late slider there by Rife. Rife wasting no time at all. 2-2 is a changeup that drops and buckles at the knees for strike three, and down he goes. Fabian trying to sell the dropped third strike and went sprinting towards first, but couldn't sell that on eBay, and there's two away. And so now, here is Seth Wynn. Pitch to Gwynn, swung on and missed. So after, wouldn't even call it trouble, I would just call it maybe being a little late to the morning coffee was right, but now he has turned it around. 0-1, change up, beautifully dropped in there for a strike. 0-2, Rife, like he's trying to make the school bus. This time he slows down. Nope, quicks it up. 0-2 pitch, hard fastball away. Playing catch with him is Mackenzie Higuchi at catcher, and over at first base is Reed. Over at second is Vela, and then at third is Mason Johnson. 1-2 pitch is grounded to third. Up with it is Johnson. He'll throw across the diamond to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Reading Colt 45s. No runs, no hits, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. The Reading Colt 45s turn to hit, and tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion. We have D.H. Scott & Company, the largest CPA firm north of Sacramento. D.H. Scott & Company has been providing professional tax, accounting, and business consulting services to a broad-based clientele for more than 35 years. They continue to grow and promote community involvement through civic activities and public and volunteer work. They are proud to support the Colt 45s. We'll be right back.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
All right, so to the top of the lineup we go, and it'll be Drew Cates to lead things off at shortstop, and then Luke Matthews will follow him at designated hitter batting second, and then batting third will be Dusty Bella at second base. Batting fourth will be Hunter Reed at first base, and then batting fifth will be Noah Young. Batting sixth is Giacomo Crosetti in center field. Then batting seventh will be Mason Johnson. Batting eighth in right field is Trey Thomas. And then batting ninth will be Mackenzie Higuchi. And so here is Drew Katz, what they call him, Katz. Trying to figure out the pronunciation of his name. Couldn't tell because of that double A whether it was Katz or Katz, but it is Katz, like the feline. 1-0. They count. 1-0 pitch is taken on the outside corner. First strike to the left-handed leadoff man. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball just off the plate for ball two. So two balls and one strike to Katz. 2-1 pitch delivers. Hard fastball swung and lifted into shallow left center. Going back and making a fantastic catch is Wise. Went away over the shoulder to make the grab. That was a floating, hanging fly ball and just made a good read, turned his shoulders and took his glove out and made a good play. So with one away, now here is Luke Matthews. Here's the pitch in there for a strike. Hip high fastball down the middle, 0-1. Matthews checks in. Get your winds and deals. Slider is away. So one ball and one strike as Liam Cavell is on the mound for the Kings. 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on, grounded hard into right field for a base hit. So an opposite field base hit for Luke Matthews for the first Reading Colt 45 base hit of the day. And that will bring up Dusty Vella. So for Vela, coming by way of Chico, California, attended Pleasant Valley, but went to Reedley College instead of opting to go to Butte. Locally, pitch is a fastball in the outside corner to the left-hander. That's a strike. 0-1 the count. Checking in a throw to first, and that ball's going to get away from the first baseman, and up to second goes Luke Matthews on the botched takeoff. So Cavell thought he had Matthews, but instead a low throw in the dirt, and Matthews will take second gladly. So now, runner at second, Vela trying to cash in Matthews. Cavell delivers a breaking ball that misses away. So one ball and one strike. You know, almost look like the West Coast Kings kind of remind you a little bit of the 80s Padres with the way that the black and yellow kind of go together. Well, that Padres color is a sort of a secondary. It's more of a tinge of a brown, you'd say, but one ball and two strikes the count. To Vela with Matthews at second. Cavell, he'll set. Wind in, deliver. 1-2 pitch, hard fastball. Swung on and missed for strike three. So down goes Vela. And with two outs, now here's Hunter Reed. Here's the pitch, Reed. Fastball swung on. And that ball is a towering fly ball into dead center. Back it goes. Near the warning track, going all the way back to the 404 marker. to make the catch and end the inning there is Seth Gwynn, and that does it for the Reading Colt 45. So, man, talk about your unaverage fly ball in the center. Most ballparks, that's a home run, but it carried and carried, and then Gwynn was able to get under it for out number three. So no runs, one hit. Matthews left shinned at second. At the end of one, the Reading Colt 45s and the West Coast Kings, no score. Up of the second inning we go, and the soft-spoken Spencer Wright went through the order of the West Coast Kings pretty quickly. Two strikeouts for him, and so it'll be Aiden Quintanilla to lead things off at first base, followed by Jason Olsen in left field, and then Cam Taylor at third base. So going up, coming up to bat, it's Quintanilla. Pitch to the left-hander is taken a little low for ball one, and the count is 1-0. One oh pitch. Swung on. That ball is rifled down the left field line and foul and out of play as Reading celebrates the 100th anniversary of the Colt 45s. The 20th anniversary of the Reading Colt 45s and 100th anniversary of Tiger Field. Two balls and one strike to count to Quintanilla. 2-1 is a changeup dropped on the outside corner for a strike. Two balls and two strikes. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Fastball bounced in the dirt. Three and two the counts. 3-2 pitch. Hard fastball swung on and that is drilled into center field for a base hit. Coming over in front is Crescetti, and so for Quintanilla aboard for the first West Coast Kings base hit, and that will bring up Jason Olsen. It is taken on the inside corner for strike one. Ball one. Here's Wright with Quintanilla at first. A one changeup drops in there for a strike. Fastball changeup, changeup fastball. Changing speeds. Now with left fielder Jason Olsen down 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Bouncing the dirt for ball one. Kimi in front is Higuchi taking a thought of it. Is Quintanilla then retreats back to first. One ball and two strikes. Throw over to first, quick tag and back on the bag is Quintanilla. So for Rice, he'll set, wind in, deliver. 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Base is occupied. That's now three strikeouts for Rice. And with one away, here is Cam Taylor. So the third baseman, with one out, trying to drive in, Quintanilla pitches taken on the inside corner there for strike one. 0-1 pitch, hard fastball on the outside corner there for strike two as it drops out of Higuchi's glove. No balls and two strikes. Right, whips and delivers. Quintanilla not going. Pitch is taken away for ball one. One-two pitch. Another changeup. Not biting. Did he go? Check swing. Says first base umpire Vicente Gutierrez and down goes Taylor. So Taylor couldn't check up. That is now four strikeouts for Spencer Wright. Pitch is swung on and fouled away. Now to Zach Roman. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Another curveball dropped in there for a strike, and the count is 0-2. The changeup, the curveball. That curveball coming with a little bit more dramatic drop there. 0-2 pitch. High fastball. That was some mount shaft of cheese right there, trying to get him to chase way upstairs. 1-2. Quintanilla over at first. No score here in the top of the second. Right set. 1-2 pitch. Swung on. Ground up along the third baseline and foul. One ball. Two strikes. Glad you could join us here. And another fantastic summer day for Reading Colt 45's baseball. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Who is this guy? Spencer Wright strikes out the side. Five strikeouts and two innings here for Spencer Wright. And at the end of 1.5, you have no score here from Tiger Field. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by La Cabana, serving traditional dishes, including tamales, tacos, enchiladas, quesadillas, burritos, and more. They also have combination plates and delicious chips and dip to complement your meal. Dine in or dine out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915. We'll be right back.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sundays, La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
So for the Reading Colt 45s, trying to get something going here in the bottom of the second inning as, again, for Spencer Wright, just using that fastball, his curveball, his changeup, having these West Coast Kings hitters off balance early. But now for the Colt 45s. Looking to get to work, and that will bring up Noah Young. So Young coming by way of Napa, California, and attended Cal State East Bay. First pitch is a little high, flicking the wrist, but no swing there. For Young, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch, fastball in the outside corner. So for Liam Cavell, 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled back. Football and two strikes. Cavell working on the 6'3" left-hander. The 1-2 pitch, flung on, grounded to second. Nice turn there, throwing on the run. Scoop, though, is under the glove of the first baseman, Quintanilla, and into second on the error. Goes Young. So, it was a nice little kick there, backhanded by Weiss, but then the throw was low, and, you know it was low, you still gotta make that kick if you're the first baseman, Quintanilla. So now here's Giacomo Crosetti. Pitch is taken high to Crosetti for ball one. Skips past the catcher, and jogging over to third easily is Young, and the Redding Colt 45 has something cooking here in the bottom of the second. One-oh from Cavell. High fastball, and Cassetti shaking his head after getting baited with the high pitch. 1-1 with Young at third. 1-1 pitch taken high. So for Cassetti, last year batted .189 last year, but now with another year of experience under his belt with Shasta College, has really come on well with his bat. 2-1 pitch is way in the dirt and outside for ball three. So working overtime is Rollman. Three balls and one strike to count. Cavell. Heel set. Wind and deliver. 3-1 pitches. In the dirt for ball four. That's a walk to Crosetti, and then on the ball in the dirt to the net, in comes Young, and it's 1-0 Redding Colt 45s. So for the Redding Colt 45s, getting some help from the West Coast Kings, an error at short to allow Young to get aboard, and then Young, for good measure, touches them all. And now Crosetti is aboard. Pitch in the dirt again, now to Mason Johnson. So for Johnson, coming by way of Cortell and Antelope Valley, there's a fun little footnote of Cortell. I remember growing up in Los Angeles, 1-0 pitch is inside for ball two. So we'd always have Sonic advertise in Los Angeles when we were watching college football games, you know, Alabama versus LSU, but there was never one really close, and you actually had to drive, at least if you're from Los Angeles, about an hour and a half just to get to Sonic. Here's a 2-0 pitch. That ball is lasered into right field for a base hit. Into third goes Crosetti. It's a single for Mason Johnson, and for the Redding Colt 45s, looking to do some major damage here in the bottom of the second. So I guess that's my little tale of Cortell. I went and covered a volleyball game there, and I was like, oh my goodness, there's a Sonic. Time to go slam some frosted drinks. And now here is Trey Thomas as going out to talk to his pitcher is Zach Rollman. And, man, those new LED lights really know how to make a place sparkle. Almost like a baseball night globe here. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. 0-1 to Tonis. Oh, one pitch is bounced in the dirt for ball one. one ball and one strike to count to Thomas from Carson City, Nevada, which has a town of 60,000, is the capital of Nevada. 1-1 pitch is in the dirt for ball two. That's the thing that you know, I guess it's hard to, I guess you got to remember sometimes when you have these capital cities, they're not in, you know, major cities, not New York. I think maybe I can get fact-checked on this. Here's a 2-1 pitch, and that ball is lined into left center, and that'll drop for a base hit. In to score is Crissetti. Holding it second is Mason Johnson. Back-to-back base hits by Mason Johnson and Trey Thomas. A run batted in, and it's now 2-0, Colt 45. So Mackenzie Higuchi looking to follow up his teammates in the ninth hole, and now for Cavell in serious jeopardy of watching his night come to a quick end. The West Coast Kings did bring five substitutes with them. That's Cal Johnson, Fernando Duenas, Rick Salis, Colton Trudeau, and the writing on this first name is so bad, I'm not even going to try to read it. Oh, my goodness. I can't be one to talk, though. Here's the pitch to Higuchi. That either looks like a K. I think it might be Knighton, but, man. I guess we'll just, if we see number 51 come up to bat, we'll go with what the PA announcer says. 0-1 pitch. Down the middle for strike 2-2 Higuchi. So Higuchi from Aiea, Hawaii, a suburb of Honolulu, in the island of Oahu. Originally attended Hawaii Pacific University. Ocubit swung on that ball is lined into right field, and that'll drop for a base hit. They'll wave in Johnson. Holding it third is Trey Thomas. It's a 3-run second inning for the Reading Colt 45s, who now lead 3-0. And still with no outs, and that error at short really coming back to haunt the West Coast Kings. So that's now 3 straight singles following the walk to Crissetti, and now here is Drew Katz. And again, you gotta like the approach of what these right-handed hitters are taking, seeing these outside fastballs and doing a good job of getting their hands out, turning and driving the ball into right field. Cats 0 for 1, flat out to short in his first at bat, takes on the inside corner for strike 1. 1 ball and 1 strike. Glad to be joined in the producing booth by Tyler Chapman. And now that we've brought up the interesting little footnote about Carson City, let's try to see how many capital cities we can name during this broadcast, how many we can maybe incorporate. 2 balls and 1 strike. Reading 2.5 hours from the capital of California, Sacramento. I know that one. Here's a 2-1 pitch, and that ball's grounded hard into right field for a base hit. The hit parade continues. In to score is Thomas. Stopping at third is Higuchi. 3 straight RBI singles for the Reading Colt 45s, who have busted this game open, now leading 4-0 in the bottom of the second. Now here's Luke Matthews. Pitch is taken hip-high strike, kind of tilting his head back and saying, eh. Is Luke Matthews 0-1 the count? A couple of players are missing tonight, including Aaron Wood and Mackenzie Cassingham from UPEP. 0-1 pitches lifted high into foul territory down the right field line, giving chase and making the catch at first base is Quintanilla, tagging up, trying to score, and he's thrown out at home. Kikuchi is thrown out at home, and that will end the bottom of this. Oh, no, excuse me. That's only two outs. Spoke too soon. It's been such a long inning. So a double play, the good old-fashioned 3-2 in deep right field. Good play there by Quintanilla, able to make a catch and then able to throw out the tagging Higuchi. Left by his lonesome is Katz, who with Luke Matthews takes, or excuse me, no, Dusty Vella. So Dusty Vella takes a strike on one. And there goes the runner, and being caught in the pickle is Katz. Katz in the pickle. He's going to try to run himself into and out, and I think for good measure, that might have been on purpose, actually. Drew Katz had that base stolen. I mean, he had that thing stolen, and then just all of a sudden decided to put on the brakes and almost gave himself up. So that's exactly what he did. So Katz thought about stealing second and then decides that we're going to try to move this game along with the Reading Colt 45s, sending up eight batters to the plate and scoring four runs. So four runs on one, two, three, four base hits for the Reading Colt 45s. And at the end of two innings, Reading leads the West Coast Kings 4-0.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
To the third inning we go, here live on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM. Glad you could join us here as the Reading Colt 45s are taking on the West Coast Kings, looking to extend its winning streak to 3 to start the season. Spencer Wright, first pitch is swung on, grounded to first, up with it, and making the play for out number 1 is Hunter Reed, and there's one away. So, R.J. Soria So here's the pitch, and that is taken for a strike, and the count is 0-1. So Soria grounded out on the first pitch, and now here is Jeff Cambra, who swings in. That was picked at the plate. Now, 0-2. So, thinking about the Capitals, I think I know, and maybe Tyler can play along with me. You can send me a thumbs up on Facebook chat if I got this one. We'll start with Alabama. And I believe the capital of Alabama is Montgomery. So, he's going to send me a like if that's correct. 0-2 pitch, meanwhile, is hit into shallow right field, going back over the shoulder and making a nice catch is Dusty Vela for out number 2. Not an easy play to make, but, you know, in those instances, you get a fly ball that's over your head, you almost got to turn your glove and use it almost as if you're playing football. And now here comes the ceremonial beer batter. It is everybody's favorite man on campus today, Jay Sean White, who takes outside for ball one, 1-0. Although, in two games, I don't think we've given out discount beer. 1-0 pitch. Oh, that ball is lifted into right field, right center, going back and making the catch is Crescetti, and that ends the inning. So no discount beer this inning, but another clean top of the third for Spencer Wright. No runs, no hits, a quick top of the third, and at the end of 2.5, the Reading Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 4-0. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by La Cabana. It's time for Reading Colt 45s baseball, and La Cabana is locally owned and operated at 1335 Market Street. La Cabana invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915. And we got the Reading Pep Band playing the YMCA song. That's a little bit different when you hear it on the tuba.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine-in or takeout, La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
And we are back for the bottom of the third inning. The Reading Colt 45s putting up a huge fat number. 4 runs in the second inning. Coach, you've been swung on that ball. It's sliced into left field for a base hit. So Dusty Vela, another Abo Taco. So it's been interesting tonight. Reading Colt 45s has scored 4 runs, and yet none of them have been for an extra base hit, just doing it by the good old way of singles. 7 singles now in the game for the Colt 45s for all their base hits. And now here is Hunter Reed. So Hunter Reed, a big fella, listed at 6'3" from Plano, Texas. You know that man played some right guard back in his day. That or some tight end. We'll ask him tomorrow. Here's the 0-1 pitch inside for ball one. So Alabama, and now we're at Alaska, and that is the capital of Juneau, so now we're going to go to Arizona, and I believe Arizona is Tucson. 1-1 pitch, down and away for ball two. So 2 balls and 1 strike to count for the big man out of Texas A&M, Texarkana. Originally born and raised in Plano, Texas, 2-1 pitch is down and away for ball three. And I've never really understood why. I mean, I guess you can understand why, because there's no state tax in Texas. So we have a lot of Fortune 500 companies with their headquarters based there. Pizza Hut, Dr. Pepper. I mean, you can look at the back of the labels, and if it's somewhere in America, you can probably bet your money's worth that they're headquartered in Plano. Just look at the back of the can. 3-2 The count to read. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Swung on a miss for strike three. The throw to second, not in time. So a stolen base for Dusty Vela as Reed goes down for the second time tonight. One away, a little bit behind on the fastball. And now here is Noah Young, who reached on an error and then became the first of four runs to score in the bottom of the second. Pitch to the right-hander is taken a little high for ball one. Checking his swing, no swing. So Kevin Addington there at third base. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. So the right-hander, Cavell, going after the big right-hander in Reed, and now the left-hander in Young pitches in the dirt for ball two. So two balls and one strike. Rick Bassetti, the former big leaguer, signing autographs, talking with the fans. That's a very snazzy button-down that general manager Rick Bassetti is wearing. 2-1 pitch, swung on, and that is lifted into left field, running in about 12 steps to his right and making the catch. For out number two is Jason Olsen, two away. So over at second is Dusty Vela, and now looking to increase the Colt 45's lead. With two outs is Giacomo Crosetti. The pitch to Crosetti. Fastball swung on. That ball is lasered into center field for a base hit. They're going to wave in Vela. The throw home, not in time to score, is Vela. The throw to second, sliding in safely, is Crosetti. 5-0 Reading Colt 45s. And Giacomo Crosetti running hard from first into second, able to make a nice little sweep slide to beat the tag of Jayshon Weiss. 5-0 in this Reading. Colt 45's offense has been pretty hard to stop, at least for the opposition. Good to see Crosetti playing so well. And even last year, he was having a lot of fun, but kind of didn't get to start playing really until the second half of the season and just didn't find his rhythm. But this year, part of the order hitter, batting either in that 5 or 6 spot and hitting the ball well. Now to Mason Johnson, the 1-0 pitch is dropped into center field for a base hit. They're going to hold Crosetti at third. and I know that our man in the booth, Tyler Chapman's going to like this. That's now 1, 2, 3, 4. That's now 10 singles. So 10 singles. 5 runs, not an extra base hit in sight, but for the Colt 45s finding plenty of green to land those base hits upon. And now here is Chase Thompson, Crosetti over at third, Mason Johnson at first. And now for Cavell. Just looking to throw strikes, gain some experience from this outing. Cavell, he will set. Delivers to Thomas. Fastball all way inside for ball one. And Thomas nearly ate the shaving cream on that one. Right in at the chin, and he faded away backwards. Good thing he didn't get hit. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Bouncing the dirt for ball two. Holding at first. All runners holding. Johnson maybe thought about taking second, but decided to hold. Trying to figure out if I was right on Arizona, so we can go Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas. And I think the capital of Arkansas is Little Rock. 2-0 pitch down for ball three. Three balls, no strikes with the Hawaiian himself, catcher Mackenzie Higuchi, on deck. Here's the 3-0 pitch inside for ball four, and the bases are loaded for Mackenzie Higuchi. So Mackenzie Higuchi with the bases loaded. Man, talk about if he hits a grand slam here, a grand something here. Pitch is swung on, fisted, lifted to first. Making the catch is Quintanilla, and that ends the inning. So the Reading Colt 45s tack on another run on an RBI single from the Foothill alum, Shasta College's own Giacomo Crosetti. One run on three hits, two left, and at the end of three innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 5-0 here on KTNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays, La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine-in or takeout, La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Top of the fourth inning we go. Spencer Reif is still pitching, working with a five-run lead, and now we're at, as far as getting the capitals of the state correct, I think I'm four or five right now. I got Arizona wrong. It said Tucson, it was Phoenix. So Colorado and Connecticut. I think I'm going to go with Colorado. It's, ooh, I so badly want to say Denver, but I feel like that is a trap. And meanwhile, we will untrap you with Fabian Raul to lead things off. Pitch to Raul is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Calling timeout in Fabian, so Colorado. 0-1. Change up in there for a strike. 0-2. So Spencer Reif again, man. Talk about working North Pole to South Pole. Throws that change up, throws that curveball that has some extra layer and drop to it. 1-2 pitch comes hard fastball away to Fabian. Yeah, I think my final answer on Colorado is going to be Denver. 1-2 pitch, swung on, lifted into right center, very playable, coming in to his left, making the catch is Crosetti, and there's one away. I feel like I'm wrong on that one. I don't know why, but I'm still going to say Denver. Now to Connecticut. Oh, that one's easy. Hartford. That's That's definitely Connecticut's capital. One ball and no strikes now. The count to Seth Gwynn, who takes a strike. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is fisted into left center, and that'll drop for a base hit. Coming over is Crosetti. And so the second just the second base hit allowed from Rice. And now here is Josh Olson, who struck out his first at bat. Hard fastball. Did he go? Checks his swing. No swing. One ball and no strikes to count. So, since Tyler Chapman is such a baseball aficionado, I wonder if he knows the baseball positions for the umpires. 1-0 pitch is in the dirt for ball two. I bet you he has. One and one. With Gwynn over at first. 1-1, swung on. Grounder to second. The turn to short for one. The throw to first, double play. And that ends the inning. Vela to Katz. And then to finish it off is Reed to shut the door. No runs, one hit. The Reading Colt 45s turn the circuit on the double play. A 4-6-3. No runs, one hit. And at the end of 3.5, the Reading Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 5-0 here on 96.5 AM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And the broadcast is being sponsored by La Cabana. La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, tacos, enchiladas, quesadillas, burritos, and more. They also have combination plates and delicious chips and dip to complement your meal. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
We are back here at Tiger Field as we reach the bottom of the fourth inning. The Reading Colt 45s leading the West Coast Kings 5-0. And now I am being asked to find out, because I've only gotten one wrong. So now what is the capital of Delaware? As Mitch is grounded under the glove, bobbling in, and there will be no play. As Drew Katz gets aboard for the second time tonight. So mishandled by RJ Soria. And that will bring up Luke Matthews. So Matthews checking in. Pitch to Matthews, taken inside at the shoulders for ball one. One ball and no strikes again. Gosh, Delaware, what is the capital of Delaware? Oh, man, I feel like I took one foot into Delaware when I was 13 years old when my family was making an East Coast trip to see Fenway Park and Yankee Stadium. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I got this. Now I remember. Third grade is coming back. It is Dover. Final answer. Oh, I got that one right. I figured it out. It came to me. 2-1 pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike two to Luke Matthews. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Oh, I thought I was going to be stumped by that one, but thank goodness. Tricky, tricky, tricky. 2-2 pitch. Runner goes. Pitch is taken for strike three. The throw to second is... Didn't see a signal from... Now we know. Not in time. So... Oh, excuse me. Nope. That was only 2 strikes. So 2 strikes to Luke Matthews. Two pitches swung on and foul back. Oh. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Man at second. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware. Now we got to get to Florida, Georgia, Hawaii. And Hawaii is easy. I'm just going to take a big old swing and guess Honolulu. Two balls and 2 strikes to Luke Matthews. Pitch is swung on and fouled back. Crowd's going to look to see which car to hit. Oh, I think that might have been a Mercury all the way out by the Reading Library. Haven't seen a lot of foul balls into the parking lot yet, so maybe that'll perk the ears up. Matthews, born and raised in Murrieta, California, as he swings and fouls the pitch back. Two and two. 2-2 to Matthews. Swung on and grounded to first. Up with it. On top of it, making the play is Quintanilla, and there's one away, is advancing to third, is Katz. So now here is Dusty Baylor, and you're going to want to stick with us, because in the top of the fifth, we're going to see how some kids do it. They're going to be doing the water pitcher race, where they try to balance the pitcher water, race to Homer, the mascot, and race back. Hey, about 60 feet or so. Nothing too heavy. 1-0 to Dusty Vela. Pitch is taken away for ball one. 1 ball and 1 strike. Ooh, if I was to guess Florida. I remember this one now. Now it's a trick question. Here's a 2-0 pitch, swung on, lifted into left field, going out is Rice, and then making the catch in left field is Josh Olsen. So Jason Weiss went into Derek Jeter's territory, thought he was maybe going to have a beat on it, but calling it off last second is Jason Olsen. There's two away. And now here's Hunter Reed. I don't think it's Tallahassee. I don't think Florida is Tallahassee as Reed steps in. Or is it? Meanwhile, we'll have a timeout called for the moment, and not sure what's going on there. I think Vassetti's in on something, and now Bob Anderson is going out to talk, and I wonder what this discussion is about. He seems very adamant right now. I'm not going to say heated, but okay, yeah. So definitely adamant, not heated. Gives him a tap on the back, and we're ready to play some baseball. So with two outs, here's Hunter Reed. Pitch to Reed, way out in front. Blown by with the changeup for strike one. 0-1 the count. I feel like I'm going to get Florida wrong for some reason. 0-1 pitch is taken high. Oh, it is Tallahassee. I was right. One ball and one strike. I always know Tallahassee because that's where the Florida Gators play. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Most random jersey I have in the collection is Tim Tebow New York Jets jersey. One ball and two strikes to count. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Slider, strike three called. Hunter Reed, fool, that's the second time he strikes out tonight. No runs, no hits, a man left at third. And at the end of four innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 5-0. Are we about to see some action? Nope, not yet. We'll go to the game is being brought to you by La Cabana, serving traditional dishes, including tamales, tacos, enchiladas, quesadillas, burritos, and more. They also have combination plates and delicious chips and dip to complement your meal. Dine in or takeout, La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
All right, so top of the fifth we go, so we still have Georgia. We might be able to make it through all the states by the time we get to the fifth inning, although I think we got to kind of speed it up, and I got to get on my ticker quicker, so... Ticker quicker, gosh. So I'm going to guess with Georgia. I'm going to say Athens, Georgia, and then Hawaii, the capital, is Honolulu, and now... to Idaho. Hit you, swung on and missed for strike one. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Away for ball one. One pitch by right, swung on, and that ball is grounded through the middle for a base hit past a diving cat. So it was a good effort there by Drew Katz. Hit hard, had a diving chance at it, but just went under the underbelly. And so a leadoff hit by Jason Olsen, and that will bring up Cam Taylor. Here's Wright. He'll set wind and deliver. 0-1 pitches, bounce on the dirt for ball one. Taking off is Olsen. The throw to second, not in time. And so Olsen credited with the stolen base. And so with a runner in scoring position, the West Coast Kings looking to strike for the first time this evening. 1-1 to Taylor. Swung on. That ball is corkscrewed up along the first base line. That ball just hit the banana. And then for good measure, it's back on the drop by Hunter Reed. My goodness, that ball was hit off the knob of the bat. That ball rolled into foul territory by about 5 feet, curled back into fair play, and then Hunter Reed, unbeknownst to him, then bobbled the ball, and so safe as first is Cam Taylor, man. But Cam Taylor is definitely buying dinner for the boys after that one, let me tell you. Man. You know, and I coach a minors team too, and unfortunately they play their championship game tomorrow at the same time that we're broadcasting the Colt 45, so shout out to the Shasta Dam Bison. We'll be playing against the Grizzlies tomorrow, but I won't be here because I'll be calling the game. But that is why I always tell my little leaguers, run, because you never know what can happen. And sure enough, we just saw a ball, banana split 5 feet all along the dirt, rolled back into fair territory, and then for good measure, Hunter Reed, the man of misfortune. Pitch is swung on and in the dirt. And so now, here is Zach Robman. So it was right, Robman. I thought it said Rodman at first, like he was related to Dennis Rodman. 0-1 pitch, change up, swung on and missed. First strike two, man. This Spencer Wright from Richmond, Virginia. By the way, that's already one capital that we've knocked off. Richmond, Virginia. Final answer. 0-2. Throw over to first. And then dropping the ball is Hunter Reed, man. So 0-2. Swung on. That ball is hit into right field on the ground. Four base hit by Robman. In comes Jason Olsen. To second goes Taylor, and the West Coast Kings are on the board, trailing 5-1. And so let's see what the West Coast Kings can do as RJ Soria comes up to bat. Half of his jersey covered in a big cloud of dirt on the left side. You can barely see the three coming out of his jersey. First pitch is swung on. The turn to second to one. Drop! At second base by shortstop Drew Katz. And so it has been a bit of a rough one, to say the least, defensively for the running Colt 45s. They should already be hitting, but for second baseman Dusty Vela, thought he had a play at short, which you want to get the lead runner. Yeah, and, you know, I think the throw was actually online. And just like that, first pitch swinging is Canberra, and that's a base hit into right field. Coming in to score is Cam Taylor. To third goes Rahman. To second goes RJ Soria. And it's now 5-2, the West Coast Kings threatening here in the top of the fifth. And so, let's see what the folks have in store is Jason Weiss, who is the beer batter. 0-1 the count. Pressure is definitely on with the bases loaded. 0-1 is taken high. So Wise, the shortstop, looking to potentially tie this game up. 1-1 is on the outside corner for strike two. One ball and two strikes, and that was the voice of Mo from The Simpsons. Gotta love it. You're getting the whole Colt 45's experience tonight. 1-2 pitch, swung on, lifted along the right field line, slicing foul and out of play. So the discount beer is still very much intact and in the keg, I guess you could say. One ball, two strikes, no outs, the base is loaded as the West Coast Kings have scratched home two runs on two errors by the Colt 45. 1-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to third. Up with it, the throw to home in time for one. The throw to first, nope. But the running Colt 45s are able to cut down the lead runner, and that's good baseball right there by the home team. And so now here is Raul Pena. Good play at third by Mason Johnson with the quick throw to Higuchi, and then Higuchi, a strong throw, but very speedy at first is Wise. Here's the pitch, swung on, and that ball is lifted into right field. Under it is Thomas. He'll make the catch. Tagging up and scoring is Robman. And Robman, the umpires are going to say that Robman didn't tag up, and they appeal to third, and that's out number three, and that run's not going to count. So Zach Robman, talk about being a little bit too early. He forgot to bring his lunch with him to home. Forgot to tag up or tagged up too quickly. Didn't hold it third, and so the Reading Colt 45s get a very fortunate double play to end the top of the fifth inning. Two runs come across for the West Coast Kings. But nothing more on a bad base-running blunder from the West Coast Kings. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and now here comes the pizza box challenge. And here they go. They race around Homer. We got a young man in with red hair who is going to take it all the way. Good job of holding his pizza boxes together. He definitely has a future in delivery coming soon in about, give him about 12 or 13 years, plus a driver's license and a couple of stops at a, I don't know. Well, anyway, we're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 5-2.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sundays, La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
To the bottom of the fifth inning we go. The Reading Colt 45s committed two errors, only to allow two runs after a tag up and base running blunder by the West Coast Kings. Bottom of the fifth we go, and here is Noah Young to lead things off. He takes low for ball one, 1-0. Or, excuse me, that was a strike. 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two, and we have ourselves a new pitcher. And I believe that pitcher might be number 16. Okay, so that is Cal Johnson. 0-2 from Cal Johnson, who delivers a little outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. We keep this tradition of naming the Capitals. And for Idaho, 1-2 pitch. I'm just gonna go out on a limb here and say Boise, because that's the only town that I know that exists in Idaho. Then we go to Illinois, and I think, Illinois, it's not Chicago. You don't want to get tipped off by that. 2-2 pitches, swung on and missed for strike three. Down goes Noah Young for the second time tonight. He is now 0-for-3 to bring up Giacomo Crosetti. I know the town. The University of Illinois is in this town, and it is in the south. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get this one wrong, and I'm going to be, like, kicking myself. One and oh, the count. 1-0 pitch from Johnson. Swung, and there's a high fly ball into right field. That ball got some carry near the warning track, going back and making the catch. Throughout number two is Fabian, and there's two away. Illinois, this one might have me stumped. I'm going to guess Springfield. I was right, Springfield. No? Yes, no, I knew that, and I didn't even need to look at the Simpsons one. It's weird where we're telepathically communicating with my producer, Tyler. We gotta get him here and onto the broadcast, get him a color commentating experience, and he's been doing a good job there in the booth. 1-0 to Mason Johnson, in at the wrist for ball two. Tucked it in, two balls and no strikes to count, and Reading fans, if you are listening, if you want to go watch some fun tomorrow before the Reading Colt 45s, head out to the Reading Convention Center for the start of the Reading 3-on-3 tournament. And for the first time this year, Lithia Chevrolet is hosting the three-point contest. There will be one player from each school represented from a high school in Shasta County, and the winner of the boys and girls three-point contest will win their school $1,000. Sponsored by Lithia Chevrolet. So come out at around 12 noon tomorrow. I'll be out there as the 3-1 pitch to Mason Johnson is grounded to short. All with its nice scoop on a throw in the dirt by Quintanilla to not just save Wise, but to get Mason Johnson out for... Oh, no, excuse me. They're going to say that he dropped the ball, so a throw in the dirt. Ball is dropped by Quintanilla, and so over at first is Mason Johnson on the air, and that's definitely going to be charged to Wise. And again, as the first baseman, you want to be able to scoop that ball, but that's now the second throwing error by Jason Wise. He's got to make a better throw than what has been seen so far today. Just calling it the way it is. 0-1 to Trey Thomas, who takes low for ball one. Yeah, so that Reading 3-on-3 three-point contest will start at 12 noon. Wear some sunscreen and come check out the action. And then after the boys and girls title is crowned, we'll have the boys and girls champion shoot it out as well. So fun weekend ahead. Watch some basketball in the morning and afternoon, and then come directly to the ballpark less than 2 miles away for baseball in the evening. 1-1 pitch is tailing away for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Oh, I got Georgia wrong. Wow, it is Atlanta. Okay, cool. Good deal. So I think that's two wrong that I've gotten so far. 2-1 pitch, down and away from ball three. 3-1 to Trey Thomas. Thomas coming by way of Carson City, Nevada, and that's the batter that really started this whole conversation. 3-1 pitch on the inside corner for strike two. Taking off and stealing seconds is Mason Johnson, making it without a throw. Full count. 5-2, running Colt 45s here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Swung on, that ball is lifted, foul and out of play. The crowd watches to see. Oh, and that definitely took, that sounded like a rear view mirror got hit right there. I think that was a big red truck that got slammed, and you could hear the crack on that baby. 3-2, 2 outs. Make sure you're driving with insurance. 3-2 pitch is swung on and grounded to Oh, boy! That one just took an absolute mega hop over the head of Sean Weiss. And hitting the score is Mason Johnson, and it's now 6-2, Redding Colt 45s. Man, talk about being the man of misfortune. I mean, I guess you gotta charge that. But that ball must have hit a rock or something, because that ball went about 7 feet over Wise's head. And so, give credit, a super bunny hop single from Trey Thomas to make it 6-2, Redding Colt 45s. Man. I mean, you want to talk about artificial turf. That AstroTurf has nothing on the sometimes subtle bounciness of this dirt. And that's no disrespect to the groundskeepers, by the way. 1-0 pitch is taken high for ball two to Higuchi. Oh, yeah, we have Indiana. Indiana is easy. Indianapolis. So now, 2-0 pitch is on the inside corner for strike one, and able to pull the trigger on the check swing is Higuchi. Wearing a nice long hair. Dripping down to his neck area, 2-1. These coaches letting these players be themselves. Few balls and one strike to count it. So for Cal Johnson, allowing a run on a super hop single, 2-1 pitch is down for ball three. 3-1. And you got to imagine, too, if Weiss had come in on that ball, if he had charged it, would he possibly maybe even gotten hit in the face? I don't know. Maybe he's got to charge it, but seemed pretty routine until it wasn't. 3-1 pitch is in for a strike. There goes the runner. The throw to second in time. Thomas is hung out to dry at second, but the Redding Colt 45s get a run back on a single by Trey Thomas that brings home Mason Johnson. Mackenzie Higuchi left holding the check. He will come to bat in the bottom of the sixth inning, but after 5 innings, the Redding Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 6-2 here on KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Top of the sixth inning we go, and we have a change in pitchers now, as it is going to be left-hander Thomas Canfield. So Thomas Canfield, the 18-year-old who just graduated Trinity High School, is getting a chance to pitch. He recorded one out, allowed two runs on Sunday, and getting a big round of applause from all the fans that came out from Trinity County to support the local boy from Weaverville. Thomas Canfield, by the way, man, talk about a kid who not only could play baseball, but was just one of those kids that was just good at everything. And the reason why I know this, I'm the sports reporter for the Reading Colt 45s, and, or excuse me, for the, yes, the Reading Colt 45s, but also the Record Searchlight, covering high school sports, getting to go and watch his games against Reading Christian. And, man, good left hand, solid shooter, and, again, just a guy who just knows how to compete. And so he'll get his opportunity here to compete and get in some valuable experience as his team leads 6-2. The offense has gotten him this far. Now it is his job to hold it. And so now here is Seth Gwynn wearing the number 82. As for Iowa, I'm going to go on a limb here and say Sioux City. We'll see what the answer is. Sioux City, Iowa. Was that correct? Pitch is taken. Oh no, I got it wrong. All right, so that's three wrong. That's three wrong. We're getting into the Midwest. Actually, you know, wait. I think it was Des Moines. Oh my goodness. 2-1. That's actually one of those ones that I should know. 2-1, the count. Here's Canfield, whips and delivers a left-hander, deals on the outside corner for strike two. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Canfield, looking in. He will wind, whip, and deliver. 2-2, slider away from ball three. So the 18-year-old getting in his work, trying to see how successful he can be this evening. 3-2. 3-2 pitch is taken away for ball four. So now here is Aiden Quintanilla. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball way out in front is Quintanilla for a strike. Man, he almost took a swing at that one, seeing that curveball, but just out in front, getting that big barrel and taking a big old hack. 0-1, dropped a bit low. So, for Gwynn, or excuse me, here's Quintanilla, takes outside for ball two. So two balls and one strike. Canfield looking in, and he'll set. 2-1 pitch, swung on and sprayed foul to the backstop left side. Two balls and two strikes. Pretty pleasant crowd, still plenty of room though if you're looking to get out and about and do something fun and family oriented on this Friday night. 2-2 pitch, runner goes, pitch is taken outside for ball three, and Gwynn has second base stolen. So Higuchi and Canfield working together. Gwynn at second after drawing the walk. Here's the 3-2 pitch, fastball swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Quintanilla. So Quintanilla swinging at a high pitch, chases after it, and down he goes. And now here comes Jason Olsen. Oh, I beg to differ. I'm not going to whiff on the next two. All right, so Kansas is Topeka. Boom! I knew that one. Got a little competition between me and Tyler. It's the game in between the games. Pitch to Olsen, swung on, rolled up along first base, took some funny hop. This time it's a good play by Hunter Reed to stay down and take care of it for out number two. Again, that ball is doing a little bit of a Fred Astaire dance when it rolls up along first, almost taking like these, you know, these 1-2 sort of east-west sort of hops, but no problem at all for Hunter Reed. And with two outs, now here's Cam Taylor, who takes on the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Now for Kentucky, 0-1 is taken high. See, the college basketball fan in me wants to say Lexington, Kentucky, but I feel that might be wrong. Maybe I'm not. I'm going to say Lexington. 1-1 pitch is inside for ball two. Is it Lexington? Haven't gotten an official decision from our state cap. Oh, dang it. Oh, well, I was 2-for-3 on that one. That one was pretty hard. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swung on. That ball is lifted high into the deep blue sky in the left field. Going back under it, making the grab is Noah Young. And that ends the inning. So, the boy from Weaverville, California, from Trinity High School, Thomas Canfield, gets the job done as he gets a round of applause from the Weaverville faithful. He goes to the bottom of the sixth inning. I'm going to go try to figure out what the capital of Kentucky is. The Reading Colt 40 Buzz lead the West Coast Kings 6-2 here on KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, and tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by La Cabana. It's time for Reading Colt 45's baseball. Tonight's game brought to you by La Cabana in downtown Reading, locally owned and operated. Stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Call 530-242-1915, that's 530-242-1915.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
So now we have Louisiana, Maryland, and Maine. And capital of Maryland is Annapolis. I've been there. Bangor, no. I take that back. You'd think that is Bangor, but it's actually Augusta, Maine. And Louisiana. Oh boy, I'm a Saints fan. I gotta get this one right. Oh, yeah, easy money. Baton Rouge. All right, cool. So we've knocked out all the states. Let's see if we can get through all 50 states by the time we're done here. 1-0 the count. Meanwhile, as Cal Johnson, pitching against Mackenzie Higuchi, takes a little high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. 2-0 pitch, swung on and fouled back. Boy, Massachusetts, Michigan, and Minnesota. Minnesota's easy. That is definitely Minneapolis or St. Paul. So we got that one. And then for Michigan, I'm going to go Ann Arbor. And then for Massachusetts, here's a 3-1 pitch. That ball is belted into left field. Four base hit. Higuchi with the single. And once again, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. 12 hits for the Reading Colt 45s, and they have all been singles. Six runs to account for, but all singles. So I guess you can say the 45s are playing a little bit of small ball tonight. Pitch to Kate, swung on, and that ball is lifted on the infield, going back on the edge of the grass to make the catch for out number one. Is RJ Soria, one away. And now here is Luke Matthews. So, Kate, catch. Forced to hold, and now Luke Matthews. Ooh, look over to first. Caught leaning, but diving back is Higuchi. Oh, Lansing, right. Right, Michigan State, home of Magic Johnson. Should have gotten that one. What is the capital of Massachusetts? Here's the pitch, taken up and in for ball one. The capital of Massachusetts. Oh, man. Jeopardy's going to kill me. Actually, could Massachusetts be Springfield? I'm either going to go Cambridge or Springfield, but Springfield is my first option. So, two balls and no strikes to count to Matthews. Johnson, heel set, wind and deliver. 2-0 pitches inside for ball three, taking off and safely into second goes Higuchi. That ball looked very close to hitting Matthews on the foot, but he'll stay play on. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Fastball on the inside corner for strike one. So 6-2 Reading Colt 45s against the West Coast Kings, as the West Coast Kings had a rally going in the fifth inning, but then it was sorted. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Swung on. That ball is grounded up the middle. Throw to first. No throw. The 4-2 pitch for the Reading Colt 45s, and once again, another single. Man. No doubles, no triples, no home runs, 14 base hits, all singles. Guess if you're a fan of George Washington, you're having yourself a fun night with all these $1 bills being issued. Pitch is swung on and fouled away to Dusty Vela. Oh, Boston. Oh, man. Well, good job to Boston, making it all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals and then losing on their home game. 1-1. Here's the 0-1 to Vela. Fastball swung on, and that ball is grounded into right field. And that's a base hit. In to score is Higuchi. Holding it second is Matthews. Another single for the Reading Colt 45s. You now have 15 base hits. All singles. That's just the way things are turning out tonight. But you know what? It's a recipe for success. outside pitches, inside pitches, just making solid contact in this offense. Doing a splendid job once again here tonight. Pitches in the dirt for ball one. It's going to skip to the backstop and over to second. Goes Matthews to second. Goes Vela. Oh, gotta love the chatter too from the fans. 7-2 as the Colt 45s put up four runs in the second inning and pretty much have held the momentum throughout this game. Game one of a three-game series with the West Coast Kings. Game two is tomorrow at 7:10. We'll be live. Duo fastball is swung on foul line. Oh, that went off of the netting and into the crowd, and it's a good thing the folks were paying attention, and the looked like an adult man might have gotten hit on the chest, and the children right there to take advantage of the hierarchy's misfortune. 2-1 pitch is swung on foul at the plate. Man, that ball hit the top of the netting and then somehow hauled its way over onto two unsuspecting people, and then for good measure you had two teenagers right there to scoop up the rebound. 2-2 pitch is a slider that misses high. Full count to Hunter Reed, looking to put a charge into this game. He is 0-for-3, flied out to center, and struck out twice. 3-2 is taken inside for ball four. Ball skips to the backstop. Coming in to score as Luke Matthews taking third is Vela. It's now 8-2, Reading Colt 45. Oh, there we go. Now we're starting to get some That is impressive. Playing the Addams Family song on the saxophone. Brilliant. And now we have Noah Young, who owned the home run this year, hit one on opening night for the Colt 45. Swings and fouls and hits away. Led off the second inning by reaching on an error at short and then came home to score on an RBI single from Trey Thomas. 0-1 pitch is bounced on the dirt for ball one. Taking off and heading to second is Reed. 8-2, Reading Colt 45s now with runners at second and third. It's Vela at third. Reed over at second. One pitch, swung on and chopped back to the pitcher. Up with it is Johnson. He fires in time to Quintanilla, and there's two away. All runners hold. So now here is Giacomo Crosetti, who is 2-for-3, singled twice, scored once, reached on an error in, or excuse me, 2-for-3, two singles. Reached on an error and scored on an RBI single from Trey Thomas. And so for Cal Johnson, getting a quick word as we have some action going on in the bullpen for the Kings. Okay, so now we're at Mississippi, Missouri, and Montana. Mississippi is Biloxi because I actually no. Scratch that. It's Jackson. I've been to Mississippi. I went to Biloxi, but the capital is actually Jackson. So you have Jackson, and then for Missouri, Missouri might have you stumped. 1-0 pitch inside for ball two to Crosetti. So what is this? Cue a pitch is inside and it hits Crosetti, and that will get the bases loaded for Mason Johnson. So, oh man, Montana is St. Helena, so I know that. But ooh, Missouri, man. Here's a pitch swung on and grounded to short. Up with it. And that's another in throw by Weiss in to score. Is Vela holding it third? Actually, no. In to score is Vela. In to score is Reed. To third goes Crosetti on the third error by Jay Sean Weiss. Man, so Jay Sean Weiss, he might not be the beer batter, but he is definitely the fielding goose of the bunch. 10-2. Four unearned runs for the Reading Colt 45s. And again for Weiss, he does a good job of making the pick, but the throw is on the run. He's just got to plant and get it there. But again, it might be something that he's practicing too, so he will fault no judgment on our good fellow. Now here's Trey Thomas. Thomas takes inside for ball two. Four runs in the sixth inning, and now Bueller. Another discussion.
Bueller. Bueller.
Oh, I guess I got Montana technically wrong. It's just Helena, not Mount Helena. So, discussion continuing. Two and oh, and so Missouri. It's Jefferson City, and it's named after the Confederate president. So now, by the way, this game has gone on an hour and 55 minutes, so pretty quickly, teams moved along pretty well. 3-0 pitch to Johnson is taken for a strike. One pitch is inside, so Thomas walks for the second time this evening. And now here is Mackenzie Higuchi as we have reached the 10th hitter of the inning. Colt 45's lead. 10-2. Here's the pitch from Cal Johnson. Way high for ball one. So now, for Higuchi, the only thing remains. Will it be another single? And if so, it would be the 15th single of the night. 1-0 pitch is in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. All right, so we're going Lincoln, Nebraska, Carson City, Nevada, and then I feel like I know New Hampshire. Maybe I don't. New Hampshire. Oh, my goodness. This is going to kill me. I feel like I've been there. 3-0 to Higuchi with the bases loaded. 3-0 pitch from Cal Johnson is inside and low for ball four. Everybody's going to move up 90 feet. It's now 11-2. And that is going to be it for Cal Johnson, who comes in and, not to his own fault, really, has just had some tough defensive plays behind him, and so he will come out of the game, and we'll see who the ball gets tossed to next as the Reading Colt 45s lead 11-2. Yeah, there was no way I was guessing this one.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It actually counts if I get if I knew about how Concord played a role in the American Revolution. So I'm going to give myself a point right there. And meanwhile, we have ourselves a new pitcher. He is very, very wiry, a very skinny 6'1" kid. I'm still trying to get a number. So it is going to be Colton Trudeau. Okay, so this one is easy. I know this too well. New Jersey, it is Trenton. Fell asleep in a subway once there. That was bad. Don't want to fall asleep in... And then I'm going to say with New Mexico, it's Albuquerque, and then Buffalo, New York, go Bills. Maybe this will be the year. Maybe it won't be the year for the Bills. Honestly, no. Oh, no, I got it wrong. Oh, Santa Fe. Oh, Santa Fe. Yep. That's where the salt is. So here is Drew Capps. As the Colt 45s lead 11-2, Drew Capps with the bases loaded, looking to hit something besides a single, takes on the outside corner for strike one from Colton Trudeau. Oh, I got New York wrong, too. It's Albany. Dang it. Oh, I got too cocky on that one. Oh, one pitch is in the dirt for ball one. All right. North Carolina is Raleigh. North Dakota is Bismarck, and then Ohio is Columbus. Let's see if we can get through all the states here in the next three innings. 1-1. 1-1 pitch is a fastball, low and at the ankles for ball two. Not sure why I've never been to North Carolina. Actually, I know why, because Michael Jordan, I believe, is from Raleigh, North Carolina. 2-1 is chopped along the third baseline and foul. Went to Bismarck, my ancestors are from there, Ohio. All right, so with Oklahoma, it is Oklahoma City, Salem, Oregon, and then with Pennsylvania, it is Harrisburg. Man, we're steaming through these now. That's six in a row. 2-2 pitches in the dirt for ball three. Skips by the catcher. Nobody going. So right now for the Reading Colt 45s, leading by 9 runs. It's for style points right now. Putting up 5 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning. 3-2 pitch is in the dirt for ball four. Everybody's going to move up 90 feet. Another RBI walk with two outs. And now here is Luke Matthews.
Designated hitter, number one, Luke Matthews.
So for the Colt 45s, with 15 singles, and now four walks. Here's the pitch to Matthews. Swung on and missed for strike one. Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Rhode Island. Oh, and pitches away for ball one. One pitch is a fastball tailing away for ball two. So the Colt 45s leading 12-2, and looks like we're going to get through all 50 states, and then we're going to see what my grade is. I think I'm probably going to end up like with a B or so, maybe a high B. 2-1 pitch for Trudeau is swung on, grounded to short. Albatis plants on the street, throw in the dirt again! Another error from Jason Weiss. Two runs are going to score. The inning continues, and it's now 14-2, Reading Colt 45. Man, you got to wonder right now, like, maybe there might be some yips going on with Jason Weiss, because he has made that throw now for the fifth time, and he's just thrown it in the dirt. Or is he actually hurt? So he's actually going to come out of the game. Ouch. Well, that explains maybe why he was throwing the ball so low. It was because his arm was hurting. That's not fun. Looking at his right forearm, and so they're going to have to get a new shortstop to come into the game. So, apologies to Jason Weiss. Yeah, so Rhode Island is Providence. And then we're going to go with South Dakota. I think it is something. It could be Platt, South Dakota. And then Tennessee, we're going to go with Knoxville. Didn't get South Dakota, I don't think. Maybe I did. By the way, oh, Pierre. Oh, I got that one wrong. Ooh, Nashville. That's been a good place to go lately. All right, so that's sort of putting me at the B range. So let's see if I can finish that song. South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas. Texas is Austin. Utah is Salt Lake City. Vermont. Oh, my goodness. Oh, South Carolina. I am going to go with... Ooh, I'm... Yep. I'm going to go with... Let me go. All right, so South Carolina. As we go back to
baseball, bottom of the sixth inning in what has been an 8-run bottom of the sixth for the Reading Colt 45s. New shortstop in the game, fastball way inside for ball one, and the count is 1-0. So here is Dusty Vela, now the 11th hitter to come, or now the 12th hitter to come to the plate. 1-0 pitch, fastball is missed inside. I'm going to go with as far as South Carolina. QO is pulled on and fouled away, and that is going to... Ooh, wow. That hit the top of an Audi. That's a nice car. That Audi thought it was safe. It was not. Hit the top of the hood. Two balls and one strike. I'm going to guess Columbia for South Carolina. All right. So Utah is Salt Lake City, Vermont. Vermont is Burlington, Virginia is Richmond, and then West Virginia is Charleston, and then to finish off strong with Wyoming, because it's the only town that you really know about, is Cheyenne. 2-2 pitches away for ball three. Fun fact, did you know that Wyoming was the first state to allow women to vote? Three balls, two strikes, two out, 14-2, running Colt 45s, a 3-2 pitch. Check swing is called strike three, and for the stat-padding purposes, Dusty Vela is not going to like that call. So for Vela, rung up, and I think that was sort of the cue that they got to get this team moving along. That... Oh, man, I got cocky on Vermont anyway. Well, that does it for me. At least as far as aiming the Capitals. We'll think about listing something else next time. Meanwhile, at the end of six innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 14-2 here on KPR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And tonight's broadcast has been sponsored by La Cabana. La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, tacos, enchiladas, quesadillas, burritos, and more. They also have combination plates and delicious chips and dip to complement your meal. Dine in or takeout. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915. We'll be right back.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Is into the game, hitting for the first time tonight is the man who I could not tell you if it was given to me in Braille. My goodness. I can't read this handwriting, can you? Oh, boy. I don't know who number 51 is. I doubt the PA announcer knows either. So we're going to take our best swing at this and We'll call him Christian Swanson. Wanted to know the pitch to Swanson. Is taking a little inside for ball two. Got to appreciate the fine penmanship of Colt 45's manager, Bobby Anderson. 2-0 pitches away for ball four. Oh, Christoph Swanson. Okay, there we go. We got it official. We got it in. Christoph Swanson. And now here is RJ Soria. Pitch to Soria is on the outside corner for strike one, 0-1. Pitch is taken away for ball one. So one ball and one strike, 15 singles, 14 runs, and 5 errors for the West Coast Kings, who had to unfortunately see as the 1-1 pitch. That ball is belted into right field for a base hit. Holding at second is Swanson on the base hit by Soria. And so with runners at first and second, here's Jeff Tambra. The pitch to Tambra is delivered away for ball one. Here's a 1-0 pitch, taken there for a strike. So, one ball and one strike as Thomas Canfield is pitching. Oh, not bad. 42 out of 50. So that's a B. That was higher than my 2.5 that I averaged in college and high school. 2-1-1 pitch is swung on, fouled away. One ball and two strikes. Next, we're going to start listing the capitals of Canada. Just kidding. No. Not going to do that. 1-2. Canfield, the 1-2 pitch. Swung on. And that is a high pop fly on the infield. Down the first baseline in foul territory. Under and making the catch is Reed, and there's one away. And now, here is Rick Thulis. The pitch to Rick is delivered down the middle for a strike. And so for the boy who is underage and cannot have a taste of this fine, fresh, cold stuff here at Tiger Field, looking to deliver discounts for the crowd. 0-1 pitch is missed away. One ball and one strike. Here's Canfield. He'll set. Wind and fire. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Could this be the first time all season that the crowd gets discount beer? On a Friday night, no less. I think it's 25% off. 1-2 pitch, away. So the crowd having a whole lit thirst for now. Two balls, two strikes, runners at first and second, 11-14-2, Colt 45, 2-2 pitches away for ball three. So now, oh, gotta love the sound effects. Canfield with plenty of pressure on him. You couldn't tell this was a 12-run lead. 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back and ruining the beer fest is solid. 3-2 pitch is taken just high for ball four. And so, Canfield's day might be not done, but definitely going to get some coaching. So, you know, this is actually the perfect case scenario, you know, for a young pitcher like this, 18 years old, fresh out of high school. He's got a 14-2 lead. So this is sort of a time where he gets to work on his mechanics and try to see if he can get himself out of the scenario. Base is loaded, trying to prevent some runs, lowering his earned run average as well. This is taking on the inside corner for a strike. 0-1. 0-1 pitch is inside. So one ball and one strike with the bases loaded. Canfield. Swung on and fouled away. No balls and, or excuse me, one ball and two strikes to Raul Fabian. Top of the seventh inning. Glad you could join us here. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Pulling on, lifted along the first baseline and foul. That's going to go out of play. Does it have a car? And no. Good news, because that's sort of where I was parked. Not to mention the fact that my car is busted up. One ball and two strikes. 1-2 pitch, swung on, and there's a high fly ball in the right center, going back near the warning track at the wall, and it's going to bounce over the wall for a ground rule double. Two runs are going to come across for the Kings, and it's now 14-4. So even though it seems like this game is out of reach, you never know what can happen in this game. That's good. Did you hear about that 14-run comeback by the USA 12U team a couple of days ago? That was pretty wild. I think the final score was like 29-28 and Tyler Chapman, you can fact check me on this one, but boy, you just never know. Here's a 1-0 pitch, and that is the way for ball two. So for Canfield, had a clean first inning and now getting a little bit roughed up here in the top of the seventh. Canfield, he'll wind and fire the 2-1 pitch on the outside corner, hits the spot for a strike. Two-one pitch is swung on and fouled back. Two balls and two strikes now. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball missing low for ball three. So three balls and two strikes. And so the hometown crowd trying to cheer on their boy. Canfield, the 3-2 pitch is way upstairs and high for ball four. Skipped by Higuchi over his glove, and the bases are loaded once again, and that is going to do it for Thomas Canfield. So the 18-year-old comes in, does his best, but Coach Bob Anderson says enough is enough, and so Canfield will come out, and we'll have a new pitcher coming up for you in just a bit here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays, La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine-in or takeout, La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Still in the top of the seventh, and we'll have ourselves a new pitcher, and that pitcher is Ryan Davis. So for Ryan Davis, who is a 6-foot right-hander from Yuba City, California, attended Butte College and describes himself as one of the most right people, I guess you could say, but says his claim to fame is that he makes better barbecue chicken than anybody on his team. And I ask him what the secret ingredients are, and it's just lemon, Kraft barbecue, and a little bit of garlic. The barbecue sounds good right now as the Colt 45s lead 14-4. So Davis getting in his rep. And so for Davis, just getting in his warm-up pitches, tonight's broadcast has been sponsored once again locally by La Cabana. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, including tamales, tacos, enchiladas, quesadillas, burritos, and more. They also have combination plates and delicious chips and dip to complement your meal. Dine in or take out La Cabana on 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading, just across from the radio station. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915. And so Davis, with the bases loaded, looking to help out his 18-year-old teammate, delivers a strike swinging by Quintanilla, and the count is 1-2. 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball, strike 3 called. At the hips, Quintanilla doesn't like it, and he'll take a slow walk back to the dugout for out number 2. And that will set up Jason Olsen. Here's the pitch to Olsen. Fastball. Miss. Outside for 1. 1 and no strikes. Game been going on for 2 hours, 25 minutes. 1-0 is away. 2 and no strikes. Glad you could join us here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, home of Colt 45 baseball. 2-0 pitch is swung on, lifted foul and out of play. The crowd watches, and no damage done to the interior. Two one is missed a little inside for 3. So 3-2-1 to count, and better be careful. You're the running Colt 45s. This game is far from done, and especially one base hit can change the momentum. 3-1 is ground up along the third baseline, foul. Three balls. 2 strikes, 2 out. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Fastball, strike three call. Davis, with the bases loaded, comes in and gets the job done. Strikes out two hitters to end the top of the seventh. So for the West Coast Kings, they score two runs, but nothing more. And now, ladies and gentlemen, now to the bottom of the seventh, where we'll take the seventh inning stretch with God Bless America and Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
If I ever get back to this,
Hunter Reed to lead things off. He takes away for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. And again, 15 singles by the Reading Colt 45s. There's one man that can give the fans a jolt with a home run. It is Reed, and he won't get the chance. He got hit right on the hip, and so he is aboard. So second time tonight after starting the day 0-3 is hit by a pitch, and now here is Noah Young. So four walks, two hit by pitches, and now for Noah Young. The pitch is away for ball one. So one ball and no strikes with Giacomo Crosetti on deck. 1-0 pitch, swung on, and there's a high fly ball in the right center. That ball's got some carry to the warning track, and it's going to go all the way to the wall. Reigning Philly scoring is easy. We finally have ourselves from the Colt 45's its first extra base hit of the night, coming my way in the bottom of the seventh by Noah Young, and it's now 15-4, Reading Colt 45. So after 15 straight singles, Noah Young laces one into center field. A double and an RBI to his day. And now here is Giacomo Crosetti, who once upon a time thought about quitting baseball after the coronavirus ruined his senior year in 2020. Heartbreaking that high school baseball wasn't played in California due to the pandemic. But you know what? Went to Shasta College, decided to give it another try, and had himself a good year, batting .295 this year for the Knights. Now, one ball in two strikes accounts. One for two, walked, singled, and hit by a pitch. 1-2 pitches away for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. With Young at second, the 2-2 pitch is missed high. Robinman trying to frame it. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Oh, that hurt. Jeez, Giacomo Crosetti just took an 86-mile-an-hour fastball to the back. That was bone. That was muscle. That is a icy bath as soon as this game gets done. Oh. Man, so talking about the man of misfortune being hit twice in one game. That last one, though. Oh, that sounded like pure bone. Right in the middle. And now here's Mason Johnson. The pitch to Johnson. Oh, that ball is lined into left field, but hit right to Jason Olsen, and there's two outs. So, nice swing there from Mason Johnson, but hit it right to the where the fielder was. Any that was maybe hit 4 or 5 feet any other direction. That is a double and another run scored. 15-4, Reading Colt 40 Buzz, and with one out, here is Trey Thomas. Pitch is down the middle for a strike. No balls and one strike to count. Trey Thomas from Carson City, home to some Wild West. As the 0-1 pitch is grounded to third, the touch at fourth for one, the throw to first. Double play, and that ends the inning. So a 5-3 double play to get the lead. To get the lead runner, Crosetti, and then to get Thomas. So the Colt 40 Buzz, though, able to add another run on an RBI double from Noah Young. And through seven innings, the Reading Colt 40 Buzz dominating the West Coast Kings, leading 15-4 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays, La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
To the top of the eighth inning we go, and Ryan Davis, the man out of Yuba City, California, Yuba City just on the outskirts of Sacramento, had a good basketball player by the name of Demarie Lewis Cooper play at Yuba College this year, went to Enterprise, graduated in 2021, had himself a good freshman year, averaging 9.8 assists. Top of the eighth inning we go, 14-4, Reading Colt 45s. There's a pitch taken there for a strike. only one to count. To Cam Taylor. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball in the outside corner. Just missed. Davis whips and delivers. The 1-1 is dropped on the outside corner for strike two. One ball and two strikes to count. Davis working. The 1-2 in the dirt. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded to third. It's going to be back in, and then another bad hop into the left field to throw the second, and he is out of there. Wow, talk about turning lemons into lemonade the baseball way. Looked like a for sure single for Cam Taylor, and then tried to stretch it into a double. And credit to Young for coming over, never giving up on the play, making the throw to second, and on the quick tag to hose him dry is Vela. On one another count is the crowd getting a little bit antsy looking for strikes, and even hearing it from good old our Major League former outfielder Rick Bassetti. 1-1 is a fastball up and in. So here is Christoph Swanson. 2-1 pitch way inside and over the head of Swanson. And now Rick Bassetti about to pick himself into the game. Folks are now wanting to go home, I guess you could say. 3-1 pitch, fastball swung on, fly down the right field line and foul out of play. Three balls and two strikes. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball in the dirt for ball four. I'm not over Rick Bassetti, man. He's just told, hey, Ryan, put it on the plate and see how far he can hit it. Yeah. Sounds like a good plan. Look at me. Here's the pitch to Soria. Swung on and grounded to short. The turn to second for one. The throw to first. Scooped up, but it was dropped. So unable to scoop the second throw. And with two away, that will bring up Jeff Cabral. Here's Davis. He'll set one in deliver. Pitch is swung on, and that ball is lifted into shallow right field. Going back is the second baseman. Vela makes the catch, and that ends the top of the eighth. So now comes our favorite part of the program. This is where the children take their shoes off, place it right next to over the mascot, try to find their shoes, and off to the races. So we'll see who we have. We're kind of blocked by the third base dugout, but we'll do our best to give you the action and commentary. I'm noticing some bright orange baseball jerseys, a kid in yellow, a gray shirt, and another young gentleman wearing gray. And here we go. So it's a pretty modest crew tonight of seven racers. This is more exciting than the Kentucky Derby. This is the take your shoes off race. And here they go. Off to the races. There they go. We have a young man in a Colt 45 hat. No, it's the kid in white. Oh, the kid in white forgot his, no, he's gonna go find his shoes. The kid didn't find his shoes. He just thought, race to Homer. And now we're gonna have a last second race, and it's the kid in the Colt 45 hat who wins the race. There was a four-way battle, but the kid with the yellow Colt 45 hat was able to stick his neck out, touch the hand of Homer. Meanwhile, the kid in white has found his shoes, makes it. A young gentleman by the age of about five has, actually no, we'll call him about 4 3/4. He, instead of putting on his shoes, holds them and gives a high five to Homer. And that was the eighth inning shoe race. Bottom of the eighth inning. And here is Mackenzie Higuchi. Here's the pitch to Higuchi. Takes a strike and the count is 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Delivered on the outside corner there for strike two. No balls and two strikes. O2 pitch is swung on a miss for strike three, so down goes Higuchi. One away, and that will bring up Drew Katz. So the pitch to Katz from Reno, Nevada takes on the inside corner, just missed. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Low for ball two. Fastball inside for ball three. So almost to the 3-hour mark. 3-1 pitch down the middle for a strike. Here's the 3-1, fastball in the outside corner there for strike two. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Here's the 3-2, swung on, lifted, foul, and that is going to go out of play and into Narnia. Full count, one out. Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 15-4. 3-2 hit, swung on, foul back. Cat hanging around. There's a 3-2 hit, swung on, and foul back. Here's a 3-2 pitch. That ball is taken high for ball four. And so for Katz aboard. With one out. Reaches base for the fourth time tonight. Singled, walked twice. Two runs added in. Mr. Matthews is lifted up all along the right field line and foul out of play. All in one beautiful night. Man, if you want to take a nice, like, midnight drive, and I'm telling you this, one thing about Reading that it does not get enough credit for are the places that you can go see the stars. Definitely the spot if you can. Probably after you're done, get yourself a McChicken, a McDouble, a McWhatever. Drive up along Shasta Dam Boulevard and then just sit by the dam. You won't regret it. Beautiful night to see the stars with a full moon. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball lifted along the right field line and foul. So one ball and two strikes to count as the young children flock as they are up way past their bedtime at 10 o'clock. I guess it's not a school night, so who needs a bedtime anyway? Oh, I see. I didn't want to age discriminate either. I'm getting some chatter from some of the more seasoned folks. Oh, there you go. Hit one of the lights and then ended up in the seats and the teenagers go scrambling for it. So every man for themselves right there. One ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2 pitch, slider just off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. You see Rick Massetti get thrown out of a game for, you know, calls against the Colt 45s, but I wonder if he's ever gotten one for calls for the Colt 45s. 2-2 pitch is a fastball that misses down for ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Now it's just four brownie points, as my mother would say. Not even sure what brownie points are. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and a chopper to short. The turn to second for one. The throw to first is thrown away into the parking lot. And in the second, after the error, is Luke Matthews. So that is the sixth error committed by the West Coast Kings. And now here is Dusty Vela. Now we're about to get a timeout called, and now we're about to have the umpires discuss amongst themselves. It's a 15-4 game. Not sure what they can be discussing at this point. Might be discussing late dinner plans on where to go past 10 o'clock. I don't know. Sounds like a very important conversation. All right. So I can think of some places that are open right now. You got Denny's. You got Del Taco. You got the Taco Bell. I don't know. Jack's might be open. Nah. Jack's closes early. I'm due for a good steak. Oh, that is such good steak. Ooh, now I'm getting myself hungry. I'm getting myself in a mood. Pitch is swung on and fouled away to Vela. 0-1 the count. So now that we're on the discussion of steak, I'm trying to figure out how I was to cook a steak for Chappie. What would I cook my producer? 0-1. There's a hammer into right field for a base hit. That'll wake up the crowd for sure. In to score is Katz. A double and an RBI for Dusty Vela, who is now 3-for-5 on the day and adds his first run, batted in. It's now 16-4, Reading Colt 45. And Chapman, my producer, just gave me a very interesting answer. He likes a nice, juicy portobello mushroom. He is apparently a vegan. We got a vegan in the booth, but bless you, Chappy. I'll get you a nice, medium-rare portobello mushroom, and I'll stuff it with goat cheese. How's that? Oh no, now that I'm thinking about it, now I'm kind of like, how do I cook a portobello mushroom and then try to make it taste like steak? 1-1 pitch is a fastball on the outside corner for strike two. One ball and two strikes the count. It's past everybody's bedtime except For the college kids, the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. So Vela adds a double and a run batted into his resume. He is 3-for-5 on the day. Redding Colt 45s tack on another run. And at the end of 8 innings, Redding Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 16-4 here on Sweet CR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays, La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chilianos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out, La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Top of the ninth inning we go, and closing up shop, we have ourselves a new pitcher. And that new pitcher, waiting for him to turn his back. Top of the ninth we go. Here's the pitch in there for strike one, and I'm just going to take a crack at it. Oh, one is taken inside. Still Ryan Diaz. Hunter. 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike. 0-2. I think they're going with Hunter Reed, the first baseman. That could be it. Pitch tails away. Reed looking in, and he will set. 2-2 pitch, fastball, strike three called. Yeah, so that is Hunter Reed. So the first baseman getting a chance to pitch and throwing some nice command of his fastball. And now that will bring up Raul Fabian. Pitch is on the outside corner. There's strike one, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking away and back into the inside corner for strike two. Nice bit of stuff there showing that slider from Reed. Cuts inside and then breaks away. 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. So not only can the big fella from Plano, Texas, can he hit, but he can pitch as well. And now here is Seth Gwynn with two outs. Looking to close up shop in the game. Fastball in there for a strike. Dotting the strike zone is Reed, 0-1. He'll set, whip, and deliver. The 1-0-1 pitch. Oh, dirty slider. Oh, Points elite. Give me some more. No balls, two strikes. Reed. Strike three, call. That's the ball game. A dominant final inning of pitching from Hunter Reed and the Reading Colts 45 win their third game in the row to start the season, beating the West Coast Kings in game one of the three-game series by a final score of 16-4. This has been Ethan Hansen for Tyler Chapman saying goodnight from Tiger Field. Once again, this game has been brought to you by La Cabana. La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, tacos, enchiladas, quesadillas, burritos, and more. They also have combination plates and delicious chips and dip to complement your meal. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915. Have a great night, everybody.
But 2020, I think it was 2020. Couldn't have been. When was it? That President Trump was at West Point giving the commencement address at West Point, and he cautiously walked down a wet ramp in the rain. And the news media attacked him and said his cognitive abilities and, you know, don't look good and all of that stuff.
It was June of 2020?
Interesting. Okay. All right. That's when it was. And so that was, and the news media went after him, and oh, he's got to take a cognitive test, and he's not up to the job. But now Joe Biden, he's Bruce Springsteen, because it's good to be a Democrat. Know what I'm talking about? Also, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden in the news. Hunter Biden plans to claim Second Amendment right to bear arms. They're going to challenge the existence of the law that he broke. Okay? He broke the law when he filled out the form to get his handgun that you may remember his brother's widow with whom he was having sex at the same time that he was having sex with his brother's widow's sister, which is all fine, you know, depending on your family values and everything. But that firearm that he purchased, he lied on the federal form. He lied on the federal form. And now they're saying, well, we're going to challenge the validity of the law and claim that he's got a Second Amendment right to lie on federal forms. This is what his lawyers are saying. And our country is so, like, Filipino corrupt at this point, my apologies to the Philippines, that they may just get away with it. They'll get an Obama judge, Biden judge, and they'll say, yeah, this law shouldn't even exist. Can't believe you're being charged with a law that shouldn't even exist, filling out forms. And, you know, they got little boxes you check if you've been arrested, charged, convicted of various things, crimes, drugs, and Hunter Biden lied on the form, and that's fine. That's fine with the New York Times and with CNN. That's fine with all the Democrats. It's a pretty amazing thing. Yeah, and now they're gonna go into court and say, well, this law shouldn't even exist because, you know, my client broke this law, so we need to do away with this law. That's actually what they're gonna do. How arrogant is that? Talk about the arrogance of power. Boy. Boy, oh boy. Also, there is an Israeli former military officer, Israeli military officer, Gal Luft. Gal Luft has gone into hiding and is now in an undisclosed location because he's been charged with crimes in the United States by the Biden Justice Department, the Merrick Garland Justice Department, which isn't corrupt or politicized or anything like that. No, sir. Very interesting. Now speaking out from an undisclosed location because he thinks he's going to get the Vince Foster treatment, end up in Fort Marcy Park rolled up in a Persian rug. And also yesterday, Hunter Biden, about another 10,000 photos were released on a website of Hunter Biden from the laptop. I thought, you know, how many photos are on this laptop, for the love of Mike? The guy, you know, for his lifestyle, you'd think he'd take a lot fewer photos. But no, so another 10,000 photos. And in fact, when I was at Newsmax yesterday, we were trying to get to the photos, and the website had crashed. either because of, you know, popularity and so many people wanted to get to it, or, you know, the FBI crashed it because we can't trust the FBI to not crash it at this point. Amazing. Also, boy, the Senate, the United States Senate, they passed the Let's Grow the Debt Bill, which I think is what it ought to be called. And I thought there might be a fight or two over a thing or two in the Senate, but I was wrong. They just rolled right through, apparently, and now it's okay. So we got that going for us. Now, also, because the Democrats are still on the loose. Oh, and it's Pride Month. American Pride Month? What is it? What was it? Freedom Pride Month? Capitalism Pride Month? No, it's we just call it Pride Month, and everybody's supposed to say, oh, that means gay pride, because the word pride now only applies to gay, right? And yesterday, it was kind of interesting. A Democrat who has a Twitter account and apparently gets some attention on the Twitter from time to time, this Democrat posted a tweet, and the tweet reads, Pride Month is not just for gays, comma, trans, comma, and maps. That's what it says. No matter your color, creed, sexual orientation, or however you were born, be proud of who you are and what you are. That's what it says. And then there's a rainbow flag, and then a transgender flag, and then a Ukrainian flag, and then the letter G, and then a little globe-looking thing. And, you know, you got to have your decoder ring to keep up with these cases. But wait a minute. Pride Month is not just for gays, trans, and maps, I said. So wait a minute. That reminded me of the school teacher in Texas, because you may recall that some people use the term maps when they're referring to child raping, child molester, pedophiles, right? Like the school teacher in Texas in a high school class, and they were talking about pedophiles, and the students were saying, yeah, it's like a child molester, a pedophile. And the teacher jumped in to say that you can't use that term.
We're not going to call them that. We're going to call them MAPS.
No.
Minor attracted person.
No.
So don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a five-year-old.
Yeah, don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a five-year-old. So blue no matter what. Blue no matter what. No, it's BLU. No, it's vote Democrat no matter what. That's the person's handle on Twitter. With the gay flag, the transgender flag, the Ukrainian flag, the letter G, and a little globe, speaking in code. They always accuse us of speaking in code. We're never speaking in code. But the reason is they're projecting. Once again, they do a lot of that. So Blue No Matter What says Pride Month is not just for gays, trans, and MAPS, like, you know, minor attracted persons. That would be child molesters, which is, you know, I believe that's a felony everywhere you go. Maybe not in California, but that is felony stuff. So now it turns out Pride Month, according to Blue No Matter Who, Blue No Matter Who, is that in the past tense? Because I'm trying to sort that out. Pride Month is not just for gays, trans, and minor attracted person, which is pedophiles. So now this guy, who is a dedicated Democrat apparatchik, is suggesting that this month is also to celebrate. They're always celebrating something, aren't they? Minor attracted persons, which is, child molesters. So June is, it goes deeper than we thought. There is more to it than we had originally thought. And a minor attracted person, a pedophile. Celebrating this month the pedophiles. So it's pedophile month in Democrat land. Better lock up the kids because they're on the loose. That's pretty crazy stuff. And they and they're normalizing it. They're mainstreaming it. And look, that's what this whole Targay thing is about, right? And it's about the gay pride wear and products for children. That's the only thing that got any attention, that got people upset. It's like, hey, wait a minute. And then Kohl's, the store, kind of amazing also. It's about the children. And now we've got Mr. Blue No Matter Who. I'll just go ahead and assume that's not a double entendre. Says Pride Month is not just for gays, trans, and MAPS. And MAPS. Minor attracted persons, pedophiles. So he's just putting it right out there. There will be no visit to his house by the FBI, though. Because, you know, they're too busy protecting the Biden family. That's coming up as well. By the way, Targay, their stock hit a three-year low yesterday, and J.P. Morgan downgraded their stock because they're doing too well. And the Major League Baseball is in the middle of this, too. Got news on Prince Harry. He might be an illegal alien, too. We should probably kick him out of the country. I don't like. Thought we fought a revolution to kick him out of the country. Let's kick him out. We're at 888-630-9625.
I like to be close to the children.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Some big news. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's true. After Tucker Carlson's firing, The Eric Bolling Show is up over 200% in the ratings. Every evening, Newsmax's powerful lineup of Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, and Chris Platt can't be beat. Americans are turning to Newsmax for the real news you can trust. And tonight, Eric Bolling reveals the truth about Joe Biden's mental health. Is he really fit to be president? And what are the real dangers? Tune in to Eric Bolling tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your cable system doesn't have Newsmax, switch to a system that does. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching anytime. So make the switch today to Newsmax. Tell your friends you made the switch, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Many won't receive the treatment they need to thrive. Through training and financial support, SmileTrain gives the power of healing back to local communities so they can provide life-changing surgeries and other services at no cost to families. Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states.
This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-781-1815. That's 800-781-1815. Again, 800-781-1815.
The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks made it easy to put a smile on Dad's face. Use promo code SIZZLE at checkout at omahasteaks.com and get $30 off your qualifying order. Choose from mouth-watering packages like fork tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, jumbo franks, and more. Plus, most gift packages come with four delicious caramel apple tartlets. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code SIZZLE at checkout for $30 off. That's omahasteaks.com. Code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum orders required. See site for details.
Out here in the field, I fight for my meals. All right, let's go to the telephones. Yeah, we're talking about the Hunter Biden legal defense team, one of his legal defense teams. Involving one of his crimes, alleged crimes. But this isn't really alleged. We have the documentation, the paperwork. He lied on a form to get a gun about his drug and criminal past, and then they gave him the gun, and then it's a long story, but sorted. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Phil calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Philip, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Mr. Plant, look, this thing with Hunter Biden and his lawyers arguing that these ATF forms are not legal, this is one of those beautiful moments in history where a piece of human slime who's been protected by his political father for so many years can actually reinforce the freedom of the United States citizen, because if they successfully argue that those forms are all illegal, the ATF can't use them against anybody. And because it's the president's son, and because it's so visible, it really strengthens the case that the ATF has been overstepping their bounds all along. And so I don't know how this is going to go. This is going to be real interesting. That particular legal argument has very far-reaching tentacles. And if Hunter Biden gets off on this, it's impossible. You can't make this up. They strengthened the Second Amendment for all of us.
Now, here's what I suspect, Phil. I don't want to be cynical or anything, but I suspect that this will apply only to him, and then it will revert to form. Because, look, I want to remind you of something, Phil. Early this year, here's the story. New York State Senate passes statute of limitations bill in wake of Trump indictment. The bill that the Democrats passed in Albany, New York, would pause the statute of limitations for all crimes alleged to have been committed by the sitting president of the United States and passed in the New York State Senate. You see, Phil, what they did in New York is they wanted to prosecute President Trump because a woman accused him of assaulting her at a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room, and she's not quite sure what year, but sometime in the 1990s, decades ago. So what the Democrats did in New York is, and the lawyers came back for Trump and said, well, the statute of limitations has expired on this. So the Democrats in Albany, New York, the state capital, they did away with the statute of limitations so they could try President Trump on this. But the statute of limitations will be restored on Thanksgiving Day this year, and no one else will be tried under this new set of rules, only for Trump.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 16th annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Mark McCabe and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Sinorama and Tri-Counties Bank presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, featuring live music, food trucks, games, and over 15 local breweries, all in the gardens by the Sundial Bridge on Friday, June 16th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Price of admission includes your first beer and a commemorative Cruise by the Bridge cup. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out. Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Friday, June 16th. Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Didn't even have mom. They were just talking about him and slandering him and maligning him because he's not singing from the radical, extreme, left-wing Democrat Party sheet music, and that's going to be a problem for him. They don't care what his name is. They'll, you know, they'll assassinate his character. And they fonted him, you know, the graphics on the television screen. They fonted him a Republican. They fonted him a Republican. R, in parentheses, presidential candidate, is the font that they had for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And it has gotten the attention of a couple of left-wing outlets, and they attack him, you know. So what they do is they attack him because it's what they do. It's what they do. They get the Democrats in California just granted parole to Sirhan Sirhan. We're still waiting on the governor there to let him out of prison. You need the final signature from the governor. But the Democrat-controlled parole board said, Sirhan Sirhan, yeah, sure, let him go. You know, I want him dating my daughter. I want him teaching school, which he'll probably be doing the moment he gets out, and they'll, the Democrats want him out. John Hinckley roams free. He sells tickets to Democrats who want to see him come play guitar badly. They buy all his T-shirts. That's right, John Hinckley sells T-shirts, and Democrats buy them and wear them because there's a sickness out there. There's a definite sickness out there. Yeah, and CNN, the media, well, it was only for 5 seconds that they fonted him a Republican. That's not really a big thing. Well, they only fonted him for 5 seconds. That's how long they font people for 5 seconds. So he's our Republican candidate. No big deal. Our news media. And the reason is that, again, they must assassinate his character and his candidacy because he's not singing from the proper sheet music, so CNN. And it's not like CNN is a legitimate news organization anymore. Honestly, I say this as you probably know, a longtime veteran of CNN, no less. So the blunder was displayed on air for around 5 seconds before it was pulled down. Well, that's just normal. That's how long they leave the font up for, the lower third graphic and the font. Though not before CNN's mistake was spotted by Kennedy's critics on Twitter. This is what the radical extremists at Mediaite, the left-wing radicals at Mediaite, are saying. And it was his critics that spotted it. That's because his critics are watching CNN, right? And so they attacked him. They didn't attack CNN. But lefties say, oh, CNN accidentally got it right. Yeah, he's a Republican. Again, because he doesn't think that, I guess, Pride Month should also celebrate pedophiles, which is what, you know, Mr. Democrat Twitter is doing over here. Minor attracted persons. Don't call them pedophiles. Call them minor attracted persons. Right? Don't call them genocidal anti-Semites. Call them
Democrats.
Yeah, it is. Boy, I'm telling you. That's your Democrat Party. It really is. All right, so we've got Joe Biden falling down, and we got some AI news too. That's artificial intelligence. I wish we didn't use abbreviations and codes for absolutely everything, but it's the way that the lunacy is going. I'm going to get to Joe Biden. You know what? Let's get to Joe Biden falling down because, you know, because it's fun. Let's just say it's fun. because it's fun. Here he is. Now, the crowd at the United States Air Force Academy, Colorado Springs, Colorado, they're cheering, but they're cheering because not because Joe Biden fell down, an 80-year-old man who's the commander-in-chief fell down. They're cheering because it's graduation day at the Air Force Academy, and the graduates are filling the stadium, the area. And the last graduate had just received the honors, and that's why Joe Biden turned and started to walk away. And then there was a black sandbag, not even a Caucasian sandbag. Then he kicked the sandbag and he fell down, and it sounded. Now I noticed almost right away, because I saw it happen, and the first thing I said out loud was Hillary anywhere to be found in the area? And then right behind, if you look at the video, right behind where he fell, there is a blonde woman, I would say probably in her 50s, wearing big sunglasses, sitting back in the first row right where he fell. And I was at Newsmax when I saw it with Patrice Onwuka, who was on our excellent show last night. And Patrice is wonderful. And we were sitting there, and I said, that woman looks a lot like Hillary. Maybe we should take a closer look. We were watching on a small TV screen. Maybe we should take a closer look. And Patrice said, maybe she brought a bag of marbles and dumped him out in front of Biden as he was walking away. And then Biden got up and pointed at the black sandbag. He's like, the sandbag attacked me. And it's framing Hunter, too. It's for the black sandbag is framing Hunter Biden. So this is what it sounded like. Woo! Uh-oh. Down goes Biden. And the crowd presumably was not cheering the President of the United States, an 80-year-old man, falling down. And then he makes a big funny joke. And he did. Like, he took the fall pretty well. And he got up, and there were Air Force officers there helping him get up. And he hit his medic alert. He's got his medic alert around his neck. It's the president's fallen and he can't get up. It has a little presidential seal on it, but he quickly hit his medic alert button.
I got sandbagged,
he said. It's the helicopter, the Marine One helicopter. Oh, speaking of which, once again, yesterday I was driving in Washington, D.C., and flying over my head, I'm kind of a helicopter watcher in Washington, D.C. There are only government helicopters over Washington, D.C. You're not allowed to have news helicopters, private helicopters. You have a hospital helicopter here, MedStar, every now and then. But otherwise, it's government helicopters. And yesterday I heard a helicopter, and it had kind of a unique acoustic signature. And so I rolled down my car window. I was in traffic, and I stuck my head out the window. And overhead was the brand-new incoming, not-yet-in-use presidential helicopter, the new Marine One helicopter flying overhead. It's a much bigger helicopter. It's a beautiful-looking helicopter. And I've seen it several times, or one of them. I've seen them several times flying over the city. But yesterday I saw the brand-new Marine Corps presidential helicopter, not yet in use for flying the president and the vice president. Still in the final stages of development, but now can be seen flying over the city of Washington from time to time, and I saw it yesterday. It looks like, if you know your helicopters, it looks more like a CH-53 helicopter. It's a big helicopter than the current helicopter, which, as any school child can tell you, is a VH-3 Sea King, an H-3 with the VIP package, the VH-3 Sea King. But the new helicopter is much bigger, and it's really, really a cool helicopter. So that's probably boring to most people in America, but it's but it's kind of fun. Yeah, I got sandbagged, which is what the news media was saying immediately, and somebody fed him the joke because he's not a naturally funny guy. Pretty amazing. And then, of course, let's go to Katie Turd again anyway, because immediately the press wanted to assure you that he was just fine.
This just in, the president was speaking at the Air Force graduation.
MSDNC.
During the ceremony, he tripped and fell. Secret Service agents and an Air Force official came to the president's aid. You can see it right here. In a tweet, the White House communications director said the president is fine.
He's just fine. There's nothing wrong with him at all. And he doesn't need a cognitive test or anything like that. Sebastian Gorka, the great Sebastian Gorka, my great friend, tweeted out this morning the photograph of Biden laying down on the stage at the Air Force Academy with the New York Times headline over it. Trump's halting walk down ramp raises new health questions. That was the New York Times headline when President Trump walked cautiously down a sloped metal ramp that was wobbly and it was raining, so it was wet. All right. So that at the New York Times and beyond raises new health questions. That was the narrative at the time, because they're not legitimate. News media people, MSDNC continued.
He fell onto the ground. He was picked up very quickly by a number of Secret Service agents and other folks that were on the stage. And then he walked on his own power to his seat for the rest of the ceremony. He then walked to the motorcade when they were leaving just behind me here as well. He's actually jogging to the motorcade.
He was actually jogging. And there were hurdles. There were high hurdles in between, so in the high hurdles. And then, interestingly, nobody knows why there was a high bar there. And he did some giant circles and a dismount with a 1.5 with a twist. It was amazing. He's mightier than Chairman Mao. On CNN, they were doing the same thing with this guy named Phil Mattingly. His parents wanted him to be a baseball player.
Most of the event, almost the entirety of the event, went very much according to plan and tradition, except for that fall. The president, though, according to his team, they say he's fine, Jay.
It went to a plan and tradition, except for the president falling flat on his face. And then, I got sandbagged. And then CNN brought on someone who's allegedly a medical doctor, but I need to see some proof. And he's like, hey, you know, gosh, people fall all the time. He's like a rock star.
Falls are really common, and they're especially common in the elderly. It's thought that about 1 out of every 4 people over the age of 65 will fall this year, so it's super common.
Everybody falls. When I say common, it's not just common, it's super common, like super califragilisticexpialidocious. In fact, you should think of him as more being like a famous guitar player.
I'll note that even more startling this week, Bruce Springsteen took a fall on stage, and he was on his back for quite a bit longer than the president today.
See, he was on his back for quite a bit longer. I watched the video when I heard him say that. I watched the Bruce Springsteen video. 73 years old Bruce Springsteen. He looks like he's in tremendous shape. He's strong. He was running up on stage on this terraced approach to the stage with a guitar slung around his shoulder. And he kicked the edge of the stage, and he did fall down and roll over his guitar. But he did it very well. He honestly looks like he's in his 40s when it comes to his fitness and his fall. And then he found himself on his back, a little bit embarrassed. He turned it into a kind of a joke moment. And he got up and ran to the next terrace up, the next level up on the stage, grabbed the microphone and started singing. Not exactly the same, but on CNN they compare him to Bruce Springsteen because he fell down. And no calls for cognitive tests or questions about his health. No, and they brought in a doctor to do that. I think I know how he voted. CNN and MSDNC had a very different approach when President Trump walked cautiously down the ramp. Interestingly enough, at another military academy at West Point, the United States Military Academy at West Point.
President Trump is facing some new questions about his health after an unsteady walk down a ramp. New questions about President Trump's health after his visit to West Point.
The event sparked some concerns about the president's own health.
It took him 10 minutes to walk down a ramp in this shuffle that alarmed a lot of people around the country. He says, what's wrong with the president of the United States?
Everything is a lie. If they're speaking, they're lying. And they're political liars. They get paid a great deal of money for these lies because the party likes their allies. You know, they got like LGBTQIAA. One of those A's is allies. And they have, I'm not sure what the other one is, but the maybe I don't want to know, but there it is. Their allies. You may remember also at the time in 2020, after President Trump walked cautiously for a few seconds, not 10 minutes, down a wet aluminum ramp at West Point because it was raining, Joe Biden attacked him.
Look at how he steps and look how I step. Watch how I run up ramps and he stumbles down ramps. Okay? Come on.
Come on, man. Come on, man. So that's Joe Biden, and then he fell down another flight of stairs, and there was no flight of stairs anywhere nearby. I got sandbagged. Well, maybe you should look where you're going, Festus. Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. Just amazing. Mm-mm-mm. President Trump was in Iowa last night. He did a town hall with Sean Hannity on the Fox News Channel, and he was asked about the Biden fall, and he was very gracious.
He's at the Air Force Academy. He actually fell down. Well, I hope he wasn't hurt. I hope he wasn't hurt. But the whole thing is crazy. You got to be careful about that. You got to be careful about that because you don't want that. Even if you have to tiptoe down a ramp, you got to.
So he made light of his own when he knows he was attacked across the entire media spectrum, and that calls for cognitive tests, which Joe Biden still has not been harangued into taking. And I'm sorry, that was before the Sean Hannity event. And then during the Sean Hannity event on Fox, it came up again.
It's sad. It's sad. It's not, you know, it's they're representing. We are all representing the country. You become president and you're sort of not allowed to do that. But it's happened. It's happened and it's happened pretty badly. We won't go into it, but we all know the ones and they count those acts. You know, they never forget. But that was a bad fall.
Yeah, President Trump was very gracious, very polite, and of course the important part of this story is the double standard, the media handling of situation A, a cautious walk on a wet aluminum ramp for a few seconds, versus actually falling into a well and having to be rescued by. Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event is on with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest Intel Core processors like Thin and Light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. It's the perfect season to power your passions during Dell's Summer Sale event. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Hey, Jay, can you finish that induction range installation tomorrow?
Orders have really amped up at Nate's Electric.
We need to finish installing it first in Maine. Did we hear back from the grocery chain?
It's no shock he needs electricians, like yesterday.
Smart fridge. Everybody wants one of those these days.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It's
never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
North Valley Distributors Riveting at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
I had to pause for a little longer than usual because of the song. Very long time ago, in 1996, Bob Dole was running for president. He was 73 years old, and he fell off a stage in Chico, California, at a rally, and they said after a frail railing gave way, but he wasn't hurt. I just went over the top, Bob Dole joked, great World War II hero. And, of course, the news media went after him as being too old, and they went after when he was 73, and they went after Ronald Reagan for being too old, and he was, when Ronald Reagan left after 8 years, he was younger than Joe Biden was the day that he was sworn in as president. Never mind that. And they say Donald Trump is too old, and when he walks cautiously down a ramp. But Joe Biden falls down steps and up steps, going to Air Force One. He falls on stage. And he's fine. And the news media tells us, well, people fall down all the time. Bruce Springsteen falls down. Let's go quickly to Donna calling from Frederick. Donna, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Well, hello there, Chris. It's a pleasure to not only hear your voice this morning, you always are a bright spot for the beginning of my morning, but, this particular topic is of great interest to me because I was reading posts yesterday that people put out about Biden falling, and it left me feeling sad and, I don't know, it just didn't feel right. And I felt like President Trump, people need to take a page from his remarks. He handled it in a very compassionate way. And I think that's the way we need to go with this going forward. We need to take the, as the left always accuses us of not doing, we need to take the high road on this.
Well,
and be above the politics.
I'm with you, Donna, and I wish that were the country that we live in. You know, the Democrats turned this into a nasty food fight.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts.